Good morning, RVA. It's 77 degrees, and we've got another hot day on deck with highs in the mid-90s. There's a chance for storms later this afternoon, which will continue into tomorrow and throughout the weekend.
Beep.
Water cooler. Here's a feel-good Richmond Public Schools story from Justin Mattingly at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Rodney Robinson has been named Region 1 Teacher of the Year. That's for all of Central Virginia. It's tournament style, so next week he'll move on to the Virginia Teacher of the Year competition and then on to National Teacher of the Year competition. Robinson teaches history and social studies at the Virgie Binford Education Center, which is part of the Juvenile Detention Center. I love this quote from him. "I just made it a point to try to cover every inch of this building with motivational material and something to inspire them. Even though the student's situation is bad, it's a reminder that their minds can still wander, and when you get out, your mind can still take you places." Michael Paul Williams, also in the RTD and also about RPS, writes about how the district has hired Ron Bagat as manager of school climate and cultural strategy. "He's a well-known dude in Richmond, and I'm interested to see how his experience with trauma-informed care and restorative justice works on a larger district-wide scale. Richmond Magazine has a longer profile of him from earlier this summer."
Beep.
There is a small and tiny update on the city's continuing negotiations about the Coliseum redevelopment proposal. You can read the full text of a release from the mayor's office here, but the gist is, quote, "Negotiators for the city report consensus among the parties on Mayor Stoney's key priorities regarding affordable housing, minority business participation, and a new GRTC transfer center. And, quote, before the terms of a master development agreement can be structured, city officials and the city's finance advisors must analyze the finance proposed for the project and will await results of a third-party review of the proposal." Stay tuned, I guess. Susan Winnecke at Richmond Magazine summarizes their recent stack of articles on Blackwell, Manchester, and Southside in general. I love the model apology at the bottom of this piece. Quote, "I overstepped. I'm sorry. Can we move forward together? Apologizing is great. People should do it more." Jonathan Spears has this week's dose of zoning and rezoning news. The RRHA is doing some serious development work in the northern parts of Jackson Ward. These are extremely central areas located near lots of high-quality transit. Here's a quick map if you're unfamiliar. And I'm hoping the developments bring some more life to a kind of dead spot in the neighborhood.
Beep.
Quick update on the person that drove their car into the Shaka Bottom Pulse Station. They were driving drunk. The ICA has hired Dominic Wilston as their new executive director. He comes to Richmond from the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art and previously worked at the Tate Modern in London. Fancy. Colleen Curran at the RTD says he's an avid biker, which is great because it's always nice to have high-profile folks around to help advocate for better and safer bike infrastructure. Stone Brewing will host their now annual Stones Throw Down in RVA tomorrow from 1 to 10 p.m. on Browns Island. $20 gets you on an island filled with beer and bands, and all proceeds go to worthy local organizations like the Capital Trail Foundation and the James River Association.
Beep.
This is a weird thing to find at the river via the RVA subreddit.
Beep.
This morning's long read is titled New Mexico's Sad Bet on Space Exploration. Depressing because of the sketchy use of public money to build a big shiny project, but also depressing because I wish we had people in space on the regular and needed this spaceport. Here's an excerpt. But the mythologies of the former American frontier tend to collide with the final frontier, as extreme environments, deep space, and remote deserts have a lot in common. That explains projects like Utah's Mars Desert Research Station, a faux Martian habitat for long-duration fieldwork for a hypothetical future Martian expedition. Humanity dreams of going to space for many of the same reasons people went to the desert, because it is there, because they hope to get rich extracting natural resources they find there, and because they suspect mysterious new terrains can't be any worse than the irredeemable wreckage of the landscape they're leaving behind. In a region defined by boom and bust cycles of mining and oil and gas, where the future has always been in part determined by the art of water rights negotiations, and where climate change presents a very real threat, more than half of the state of New Mexico is currently experiencing severe drought. Believing in the inevitability of Mars colonies is maybe no less idealistic than believing in the Southwest itself. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA.
Beep.
This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user RVA.street, and it's a picture of the ICA taken from the back in black and white across the little reflecting pond.
Beep.
You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on GMRVA.com.